This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here right now, he's still at work, so I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker, and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
All right, happy Friday. Get into this Bills-Dolphins game. Sal Capaccio for an hour. Mark Schofield today. Adam Krautwurst. It's like a perfect Bulldog day of guests.
Truly. Yes, truly. And happy Friday to you, too.
Thank you. This might be excessive. I have water, iced tea, and coffee, and then an empty Yeti mug.
Yeah.
There's almost no room for all this. A phone, a notebook, a laptop, this mint I got from the Thai restaurant where I had lunch.
What did you have in the... I haven't had Thai in a while.
I'm not even sure it's a mint. It's some sort of candy, probably.
What did you have in the Yeti, hot or cold?
It's empty. Okay. I brought it in to, you know, well, I know your point about this.
You didn't bring it. It wasn't a receptacle for a current beverage. You had it and you brought it in case you needed it.
It was not an RCB. Okay. No. I know your point about this, and I agree with it.
Yeah, too
hot. Hot stays hot.
Hot stays too hot for too long.
Yeah.
I mean, those things are, they're genius for, you know, sneaking a beer into an ice rink, say. I mean, hypothetically. One could do that if you were inclined. And, I mean, that sucker, that is staying out of the fridge cold for hours. Problem is, yeah, too hot. Like, I want to be able to drink my coffee at some point, and it does not work, man.
You know what's a great drink today where I think you might want that thing is the hot cider.
Mm.
For, like, tonight. Say you had a fire tonight or something.
Yeah,
it gets around 50 degrees, maybe under. The hot cider. The mulled cider.
I want it to be not too hot when it goes in the cup, though, because it'll stay the same point. But as long as you monitor the temperature of that cider and it's not, you know, like McDonald's drive-through coffee hot when you get it, mm-hmm. Then I think you're in good shape there. It's an odd criticism of a product that works too well.
It works too well. Yeah.
It works too well. It's too effective. It's too hot for too long. I've just got a big bucket of iced coffee. I decided Friday, you know, I'll let it rip.
Interesting.
So,
all right. Well, this is interesting how the Bills. So that's Monday night. This is Friday. It's this week. Monday night, you watch the Bills play, and it's just this is perfect. This is perfection. Especially if you're at the game, I think you get the atmosphere, and what a night to be there. I'm sure, but. You've got maybe a good team on the other side, a team that's been good on the other side, and it's a total beatdown. Sky's the limit. Can we win every game? The Ram game and then this game. Now I think right now, I feel a little bit of this. Maybe you'll straighten me out. For Sunday, I feel like, all right, if Miami can't beat them this way, when will they? Like, when is Miami going to have a better chance of beating the Bills? And so that might be an overreaction because just Monday night, I mean, I know how the NFL works where, like, I'm never too sure of anything, but Monday night the Bills looked just perfect, like the best team in the NFL, maybe even by a distance. And that's how they looked week one, week two. Now it's week three, and uh-oh. A little bit?
I don't know.
Miami had better beat them. Miami had better beat them here.
Well, wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
Miami had better beat them. If Miami is to be taken seriously, this is your chance.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Allen isn't injured, but come on.
Right.
What's Miami? If Miami loses here, like they've been losing to the Bills, and the season goes along, and, you know, what did yesterday Ross Tucker say about the Dolphins? You know, they have a shot at the playoffs. Like, if that's the season they have, what's their move? The Bills lose to Kansas City, and they go and just attack the edges, pass rush. They do that again. And, like, we're trying to beat Kansas City. That's the one problem the Bills have had in the AFC is beating Kansas City in the playoffs 2 years in a row. The Dolphins have a Bills problem. Every team in this division has a Bills problem. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do about it? So the Dolphins go and drop Tyreek Hill onto the roster. Brilliant, you know, for now. You better... Mm-hmm. You know, get there pretty soon because Hill's well into his career. But sure, here you get them with almost the whole secondary out, a very good, if not two or three, defensive linemen out. Maybe Davis. I mean, Davis didn't look good in that clip. So I don't know. Like, this is an opening, obviously. That's all.
Yeah. No, I think just the way you said that, that Miami better beat the Bills, it sounds like something you'd say about the Bills going to play the Patriots in a similar state, right? Like years ago.
Yeah. Well, the Castle year, maybe.
Right, right. I mean, sure, okay. I mean, I agree. I think if the Chiefs, or excuse me, if the Dolphins are to like make this, they can make this a season for the foreseeable future. I mean, that sounds everything's overstated. I mean, it's week three, so, like, I don't know. I want to try to not, like, keep tripping myself up on like, things that maybe nobody else is thinking, but, like, me. I mean, it's so early, so to say if the Bills roll the Dolphins, we won't have a season is ridiculous. But that's how I think we'll feel the way the Bills look. If they look that good again, that superior in this state with the injuries that they have currently, if they are able to dispose of Miami the way they have been, similar to how they did, took care of the Rams and the Titans, then it's going to feel like the only thing that can stop this is you know, something awful injury-wise to the offense, like to Allen or maybe Diggs. But even that, I mean, Diggs, I don't know. It'll just feel like they're just going to waltz here. Whatever. How many wins do you want to have the one seed? 14, 15? What's it going to take? And if Miami wins, then I think, you know, week to week here until the Bills hopefully get back in front of them, it'll be a little tense, I think. And I don't know. I don't necessarily – I don't want this to sound like I want tension. But I'm not going to be – like, I have no nerves about this right now. From where I was before the opener to now, the way they've looked has – like, I'm where we were a lot of last season, even though it was rocky. There's been nothing rocky yet. All we've got is injuries, and those, you know, can be a precursor of rocky-ness. But I feel like I know what this team is, and as long as the most important guy on the team is upright and playing like he's been playing, I feel like the season is going to be fine, even if they fall a game behind Miami in week three.
Well, the difference, there's two differences. One is the second one is the difference between your perception of the Dolphins versus your perception of the Chiefs. Last year, it was the Chiefs. The Titans ended up being the one, and you had the Bengals. But really, like, you're thinking the 2020, they lose to Kansas City. 2021 is how do I compare with Kansas City? And then in the standings, too. The Chiefs, you think the Chiefs are better than the Dolphins, and maybe they probably are. The other difference, though, is the Dolphins are in your division. So if this were Kansas City and you lose, I mean, you can be – I remember last year, like, they lost six games, and the one seed was never really, like, right there for them where it was like theirs to lose or anything. Mm-hmm. But you knew they were super good. And pretty much, I mean, they got the division. You needed that, and you got that. And so you're playing at home, and you might have to go on the road for, well, it turned out to be two games. But anyway, like the fact that the Dolphins are in the division, if it's true that Miami is tough, and it doesn't have to be the whole roster. It hasn't always been with this whole roster. You know, it was the quarterback and then Diggs and their passing game. Like 2 years ago, they won, what, 12, 13 games that way? 13-3, was it, mm-hmm. 2 years ago?
I think 13-3 and 20, yeah.
And it was kind of, sure, they had Hyde and Poyer and they had other good players, but Allen and, like, with Mahomes in Kansas City, that's the name of the game. And Miami could be good like that. Right now. Like, they could be good like that right now. No, Tua isn't Allen or Mahomes. But with that receiving core, they might be just, like, rolling up big numbers all the time. They might be capable of that. So, if they are, they'll win lots of games. Unless last week's a fluke because of Baltimore's secondary and, you know, they're down 21 in the fourth. They got to do what they did. Again, Ross Tucker. The only chance they had was to throw deep to Tyreek Hill, and Baltimore let him do it. Like, yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Just busted it wide open. There wasn't even, like, you know, those weren't even, like, fluky 50-50 balls. Like, they just let guys go. It was breakdowns that got them there. So, you know,
What a spot for the Dolphins here. What an opportunity this is. Mm-hmm. They want to know. Their fans want to know. Everybody wants to know if they're legit. And they get the Bills this way. What a break. You know, like, what a break this is for them. They have a chance here to win and then announce, like, we're in the conversation. Maybe mm-hmm. people aren't ready to say that yet.
I'm definitely not ready to say that yet. I think I have had a healthy amount. Like, I'm not blowing off Miami, but I'm not ready, based on last week, to buy that they're on the tier that the real contending, the Super Bowl contending teams are on. I think if they take down Buffalo in the state Buffalo's in this week, that's obviously, I think, well, obviously, in my opinion, a huge step in the right direction. But it is still, there's going to be that, like, well, yeah, but you didn't really play, you know, you were, the secondary might be beyond the passing offense, the strength of this team, and it's gutted right now. So, you know, if Miami's able to you know, beat the Bills, however they do it, they're still going to be like an asterisk, there,
but,
I think, at least for us.
But so what? I mean, as far
no,
as they're concerned.
No, it won't matter in the standings, of course.
Right. Yeah. Like, when the Bills won in Kansas City last year, Kansas City was like that, where they were just falling over each other in the secondary, you know, in that game. And we didn't care. For us, it was the Bills showed they could win in Arrowhead. And for the Dolphins, it would be, we can beat them. We just did it. We don't have to lose to Josh Allen just because he's Josh Allen, you know. We can win. So, you know, it's not even like you could have the same overall chill attitude about the season. Most people would. And then, okay, so you go to the playoffs and Miami's able to put a big season together and say they end up ahead of you. Say they end up winning the division and you're like the five. You're 12-5, they're 13-4, some season like that. You're both really good. The bye, yes, but and who cares about home field that much? But you just have to play a tougher road, you know. That's the Bills succumbed to that last year, getting the, I think, maybe most people would say, the worst possible draw in the playoffs. We all think they would have beaten Cincinnati. Who knows? We all think they would have beaten Tennessee. They get Kansas City instead and go down, barely. And so, you know, if you're playing on the road that way, and you're playing probably better teams in that way. And that's just a long ways off. I'm not sitting here going, like, this is for the division in 2 days.
Right, good. Because, like, for me, like, I'm sitting over here waiting to say, win or lose here, I still would feel like the division is the Bills to lose. Even if they're a game behind Miami after week three. I just feel like there's enough games left. I think the Bills are the superior team, and they'll take care of what they need to take care of. Like, I don't feel like I'm losing some pride. I'm losing my unbeaten record. I've got Josh Allen dinged because he couldn't beat Miami this time.
The first time, pretty much.
He's mostly dominated them. right? His only loss to them is that rookie year game where he doesn't throw it all the way to Charles Clay, right?
Yep.
So,
7 straight since.
So I've got emotional things there, but as far as the race goes, I mean, that's why I just feel very, I feel very relaxed about it. You got me with all my guys hurt. Okay, hat tip to you. Good for you. Now let's see how, you know, the rest of October, November, and December go. Because there's a long way to go. And I think the Bills are the better team. But, you know, Miami, if they can do enough on defense that they can win this game, you know, like I think they should be able to do some business on the Bills with the secondary banged up like it is. But we're talking about a Bills team that has played teams that should have been harder on them, and they've been able to just shut it down. They shut it down with 20 minutes to play, like 20 minutes of game time on Monday. They just, the fourth quarter plus the last 5 minutes of the third, just were done. So if Miami pushes them to where they have to keep going and can still come out on top, that'll be the most impressive thing. Because, you know, they have not had an antidote to Allen at all.
Maybe I'm a little bit of a devil's advocate mood. Maybe I'm bored already with the season, but like the Tennessee Titans are never coming back on you. Like they're almost the worst team in the NFL to have to come back like that. Once it gets to be, what was the halftime score? 17-7?
Mm-hmm.
So then 24-7, what's the move for Tennessee? Throw the ball to Robert Woods 12 times? Like they're not unleashing Robert Woods behind the Bills secondary like Tyreek Hill blasts through Baltimore. Miami's suited, that we saw it. You'd have to say it. Like they're mm-hmm. they're a team who would be on the high end of the scale for if they're down in a game, right? You know how Baltimore was always ripped for, like, all you have to do is get the lead on them.
Can't come back, right?
Can't come back. Tennessee, holy cow. They had nothing. And then you get the pick six.
They have a pretty remedial
right.
passing game.
It definitely was a beatdown. But then you get the pick six, and then it's like, all right, we're taking guys out, because so what? They know, too. Like, they're not coming back on the Bills or anybody from 34-7. So, good night. And this is a different kind of – this is a very different kind of team than that. I mean, if the Bills get up 14-0 in the first quarter, buckle up. This – fantasy players would love that if this happens in this game. One team to get up like by 14 points, and then let's just see this game end. Let's see 70 points on the board in this game, because the guy, Tua, threw what, 482 and 6 last week?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this could get really wild. The total is, what, 53, I believe. The odds on the division, so say Miami wins. The Bills would still be favored to win the AFC East, even down a game and the tiebreaker, you know? Like, mm-hmm. even down a game having lost to the team ahead of them. They would still be, I think, it's unless it was a blowout or something. But
I agree. That is, I mean, I would expect that to be the case. I'm not saying that's why I am so relaxed, but when you put it that way, you know, that's another reason why I would feel validated sitting here telling you I still think they're the favorite in the division. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, I think they would be the betting favorite. They are minus 400 right now to win the division. That's with this game looming. Everybody knows the injuries. The line isn't moving at all. Joe Ostrowski talked like the line might have been at 7, and then it came down. That's probably right. I don't remember seeing this line ever higher than 6 this week, and who knew about Hyde or even Poyer? There's been these suspicions this week. You could have. We saw that it happened during the game, but they're 5.5 right now to win. If the game's in Buffalo, that's like they're favored by 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as Tennessee, I would say, if that game were here. Maybe, just a guess, but tends to swing like that.
And that's respect because of the offense. Like, the offense, even without Gabriel Davis last week, still did what they did. So you can even be worried about him in this and just feel like I'm going to find my way. Like, Allen is going to make plays against this team. They play a style of defense, or have played a style of defense, that works to Allen's favor. And, like, I'm going to believe Miami can handle him, stop him, contain him in any way when I see it.
When they do.
It just has not happened.
What'd you think last night?
It was the
Njoku game.
The Njoku game. It was a better game than it started out pretty bad, but it was a decent watch, you know?
Yep.
So it had that going for it. I just like Pittsburgh. Just they got to do something with Trubisky. Had probably as good a day as he's going to have.
Yeah,
and he to me is still terrible. And I feel like an idiot forever like backing that idea. Because there are just balls he throws that I think he throws with like, well, there's a guy over there. I don't know. That's what it looks like. There's no chance really, but at least I'll get credit for throwing it down the field. It's a bad scene there, I think.
Everything was to the sidelines until the last drive.
Yeah. And then, yeah, suddenly Freiermuth is like, oh, right. He's on the team. Remember?
The Muth is loose there in the last drive, but not before. The 1-2 Claypool where you see Deontay Johnson throw his arms up. He's like five yards in front of the ball.
Fitzpatrick mentioned that on the pregame show last night that, like, you know, Watt looking at the Steelers, their first two games, there's just some bad vibes there, you know. And, yeah, that's evident. I think they've got to do something. And Tomlin already today, I think, has said, like, we're not changing quarterbacks.
Yeah, last night and today.
So, I don't know, man.
He has three, by the way. If he's not ready for Kenny Pickett, he does have Rudolph, who might be as good or better than Trubisky. He's not really good. I mean, you wouldn't draft him in the first round right now or anything. And they could have won the game. It was a one-score game until that last play.
They could. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
What happened there? Oh, you had the spread?
I had... we talked yesterday about what I had on the game. So, yeah, I had a Pickens and Joku, and, you know, so when Pickens gets one hand on that late.
Yikes. Wow.
Right? Like, I mean, and that was like $500-$600 on $10. I mean, pairing up Njoku and him was a big long shot, and it, you know, it came that close. But fine, I get my field goal. I needed the field goal because after the show, FanDuel does this. They, like, as it gets closer to game time, I don't know when they put this up, but they'll put some boosts up, right? And the one that caught my eye kind of right before kickoff was Chubb touchdown, Harris touchdown, alternate spread Steelers +7.5. And it was +800. I'm like, okay, well, I don't have any running back stuff on my other parlays, and – boy, I like the Steelers +4.5. I definitely like them +7.5. Fine. So I threw $20 on that. And so...
20 to win 1,600?
No, 160.
20 to win 160?
Yeah.
Okay, 8-1. Okay, right. Yeah. Sorry.
So, they get their... I wasn't that worried. They're driving, and I'm thinking, well, they need two scores, so if they can't get a touchdown here, they'll get a field goal, and I'm set. So they do. They don't get the onside kick. Cleveland can't run out the clock.
They do, but it's reversed.
Right. That's right.
Oh, my God, right. With football.
And I'm sitting there, and then they screwed around with the clock, too. Like, the clock, whatever. Yeah. I'm sure they did what was right, but it was.
Oh, definitely.
It was different. There was going to be, I felt like, before the review, there was going to be like a 7-second difference between the play clock and the.
That's right.
And because of the review, it was, well, reset the clock and all this. So there was more time.
There's
anyway.
A runoff and a 25-second play clock instead of 40.
Ugh.
So anyway, oh, my goodness.
So Pittsburgh is at their 5. I'm set. It's a 6-point game. I'm 7.5. I've got my Chubb. I've got my Harris. Sorry. And I'm all good. And then I'm okay. Just don't get a safety. That's my thought. He gets the ball away. Okay, I'm good. And then the laterals started, and I'm just like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, somebody, oh, no. Oh, oh. And, like, Michael's just very good. That's going to be a touchdown. And I'm like, I cannot believe this just happened. Tons of people must have had that on FanDuel.
Oh, Bulldog. Think about the DFS tournaments.
Right.
I saw a graphic where the guy who had, it was $250,000 to first, and he had it, but then he ended up winning $700. Because of that play. He went from $250,000.
Yeah, right.
And you go back all the way to the onside kick, whatever, and it's just the game's over. You see Chubb get that first down, and it's like, all right, I did it.
Right. Because
now it's kneel down, and it's done.
I was tempted. Oh. You know, it's late. I wanted to turn it off. I wanted to go to bed. Chubb gets the first down. I'm like, I could just turn this. I'm good here. No, I got to just wait. What's going on? Oh, they're reviewing it. Oh. And, yeah, that was painful.
Clear and obvious.
It was so painful, right?
These stupid reviews.
For me, I can justify it. I feel like, you know, whatever. It's $20. I got a good story for the radio. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Fine, it's worth it.
Funny.
Yeah, so I might not be as frustrated as the average person because at least I get to complain about it publicly.
I love losing for that reason.
It was hilarious to me that it happened the way it happened.
I love losing for that reason. Oh, content.
The Pickens thing, so close, right? And then everything else, just it was just amazing.
The Claypool line was 35 and a half. He had 41.
Right.
And he goes minus six on that play.
I had a guy, somebody that tweeted me, like sent me their, you know, their bet sheet.
Oh.
And I had this, and it was for, I think, way more money than I lost out on because of that play. And I'm like, damn, dude, that is heavy.
I thought they might, like, run out of bounds and run another one. When Claypool caught the pass, because they had, I don't know, 5 seconds or something there.
Yeah, and they weren't really set up for much there.
No.
Like, it never had a chance.
But
it never really had a chance.
No. Wow. Wow.
And, yeah, ends up in their end zone, and I'm just like, what is even? Somebody just kick it out of the end? What are you doing?
The best. It's the best.
Yeah, I mean, I'm laughing. It was hilarious. I mean, I'm not deflecting. I would have loved to have $160 to play with, but, you know, fine.
Here was me as the guy with three or four high-stakes teams that had Cleveland defense. Oh, cool. That was me last night. That's how I reacted. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Six. I'll take six. And I think you get a point for a fumble recovery, too. Seven. I'll take seven
nice.
Points.
Good for you.
Put it in my pocket. Go to the weekend. That's nice. 803-0550. We'll look for your calls next on Bills Dolphins. We'll have Mark Schofield at 4, Sal for an hour, and Adam Krautwurst, then picks. Day's kind of all set once we get to 4 o'clock. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.